Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Mosaic Show with Blava in L.A. Can't really tell if it's going to turn out to be a beautiful day today, but I have to say I love my life. I had to play that song. L.A. announced that this was going to be our theme song for 2010. So what better song than to start out with I Love My Life by Black Stax featuring Miss Felicia Lau. L.A., are you there?
Hey, 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 out the gate like Usain Bolt on that one, Flav. I see you. I see you. Throwing out hit home runs out the gate. We don't bunt over here. We swing for the fence. Huh? Yeah, that's what we do. Good morning, everybody. Good happy Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Hope y'all have got your brunch in, your breakfast, however you're getting it in this morning, this afternoon, wherever you are in the world. This morning. Good morning. If it's afternoon, good afternoon, and welcome. Welcome to the Mosaic Show. And I'm L.A., the co-host here. So, Flav, it was one of those long nights for me, you know. I ventured down to the Bell Town last night, got down to the Croc, you know what I'm saying? Went saw.
And how was that?
Band, A Handful of Loving. Big shout out to the band. How was it? It was good. You know, band was on point, actually. Band was nice. You know, nice crowd, you know. So, yeah, big shout-outs to, you know, the band Handful of Loving, you know, enjoying myself, you know. But it was, you know, one too many brewskis, you know what I'm saying? That was the designated.
You had one too many brewskis?
Well, you know, I don't like to really, you know, I really don't like to, you know, drink and drive since it was basically, you know, wife and her dental hygiene friends. So they all, you know, together. So I took one for the team, you know. Say, I'll be
okay.
The ED. You go ahead on and, you know, do your thing. So, but, you know, I had to. Had to get a couple cold ones up in me, you know. Didn't you know? So.
Okay.
But I had to space it out, you know. I don't really do the drinking and driving thing, so I'll promote that. So, but anyway, how was your Saturday night?
Saturday night was kind of lazy. Didn't really do too much. Honestly, I couldn't even really tell you what I did last night. I don't know. I think I must have went to bed early out of the suit. I don't know. You know, with my computer's messing up, I don't get online so much. So I'm sure I watched, like, you know, CSI Miami and something, you know, because, you know, those are my shows. So, yeah. But otherwise, in the morning, I had a great time. I went down to the EMP, what is it called, Experience Music Project here in Seattle, where they have the Jimi Hendrix Museum and everything, and went down there with some of my coworkers and boss and kids from my job, and that was great. I took some pictures, so I haven't downloaded them to my computer yet, so I hope they turned out, and I'll put some up online, but that was great fun because I'd never been there. And my brother-in-law had told me I'd been there like 10 years. I'm like, really? Has it been there 10 years? And I've never been, but so that was great. And then, you know, I had some really, really good conversations with UNMSEC and LaRue. So yesterday, you know, on a whole, this whole weekend was good.
Yeah, I must say so myself. But we'll get into that a little later. We got a lot of time to get into all the other things. But we're going to hit y'all with some tracks. About to slap you in the mouth with this Emerald City Step, Big World Break style.
Location in Seattle where we fight to see the sun. Tell the audience where your mama comes from. Check, check, negative. My history lies on both sides of the west. Some of y'all fly dangerous. Told me never forget your languages. I gained a gift. Strength from my mama's pain. Hustle from my daddy's game. Boom, rock, dot, dot. Not coming from your average drop. Hip hop from Senegal to the Emerald City to the Central, y'all. I've been a boss. Going out to my mama, I'ma give applause. Pause, play, partake. In tradition, never walk away. My history, I part the way. I never ever quit. Got a part to play.
The haters in the place. Ranger, lane, no ranger, bad running life on MLK. Natural music in the air with a trunk full of bait. The music sees no color, it don't discriminate.
So tell the people where we stand back.
In Seattle, where we fight to see the sun. Tell the audience where your mama comes from.
She's from Haiti, Lakai, crazy the sky. I'm sure we're gonna battle this up and arrive. Mountain is high, we out to get mine. Dollar, all about how to survive. Father, be dancing, my mama alive. Rap like a pop, rock the drums and it rides. Now hunters and caddies and salsa is high. Asians were close in 2009. It's what you will find, and guess it gets wild. Step on the sunshine and try, baby, fire. Step on my soul back in Haiti, meanwhile. People back home can't get right for their child. No wonder I die for the rights of my idol. The streets are to me like the river to die. Rocking in Arctic cold blooded, I'm part of the party that puts for the people. No ego with grills on my smile.
Take a look around.
Come from.
From the home of the Commonwealth, just above the Bible Belt. Sunday morning, bended knee, Pentecostal AME. Beach drive, country light, nothing like the summer night. Cooking out, passing time, shorties catching fireflies. Time to go, kids are grown, they trap or die, let Willie fly. Stay fast, won't that cash, face no move, but the guns go blast. Virginia Beach, these Northwest streets, born
From Addis Ababa, moved to Asmara. After being schooled in the town of Diridawa, she immigrated to Baltimore. My mama only knew one person, only had $100. Late 60s before she met my papa. In the 70s when they used to march, he studied Marx, she lived what he taught. Spent 3 years before they split apart. I was born while the war popped off, and the horn of family was caught. She brought him one by one, raised in the sun of South Venice, where I'm from. Deep in Hill, BL, 18 is crazy. Gentrified to some different lady. That's 3 generations off in this place. Now my home is not a place.
Haters in the place, would you please fish your face? Lang-a-lang on rain and rap, running lights on MLK. Natural music in the air, with a trunk full of fame. People think you see no color, you don't discriminate. So tell the people where we stand back.
That was Big World Breaks with Emerald City Step featuring Get 'em Set Kings B flat. And if I left somebody out, I'm sorry. But yeah, so Big World Breaks. If you haven't had a chance to catch the guys perform, you need to go do it. A live band with a lot of different elements involved. So please, if you hear about a Big World Break show, make your way out to see them. Worth the price of admission. So, Flay, what else been jigging with you?
Just been busy, you know. Well, I lost some documents on the computers, but I've just been busy, you know, working on Flavor News stuff and with some of the artists that we're working with here in Seattle. And, you know, that's just pretty much it, besides, you know, the grandkids. So, you know. I've been doing, sitting back, talking to our third partner in Flavor News, you know, Michael Blake, and, you know, getting ready to make some things happen here in 2010, so.
Mm-hmm. That indeed.
I want to play a piece, though. I'm so excited to finally get a piece from one of Seattle's very own spoken word artists. As you know, L.A., I hosted an open mic at my coffee house for years. And so I know a lot of spoken word artists right here in Seattle. Well, you've played some of Rajani's pieces, who Rajani is a very diverse artist. But this is a spoken word artist who has performed on my stage at Flavor Coffee House. And from time to time, I believe maybe once a month, he also hosts his own open mic here in Seattle. He goes by the name of Renaissance the Poet. And let me scroll down and find his piece, but he's amazing. So he was like, I'm so honored that you want to play me. I'm like, oh, please, you know. So anyway, this is Renaissance with his piece called The September Rain.
Rain and pour, dump, fall, wind blow, hear call, thunder crash, lightning crawl, here I'm drowning all the water. Come quick, as in the swift kick. Just leave me be so that I can deal with it. It's not like I can't take the full barrage. Sometimes I just need a breath before I face them all. Times are getting harsher than the way they used to be. It could be that I'm older, that's easy to believe. So much more was going on, now it's hard to see. That all of this isn't just a force for the trees. Rapping into paying bills, dreams cost a fortune. Thought this was the easy win, had the facts stored it. Grabbed upon the things to read from the moment go. And I've learned just enough to catch a glimpse of what I don't. So all of these toils are just what I have wanted. They're everything I put together back when I was young. I didn't see the lack of funds or conflicting themes. And I didn't see the soul the world has a moment dream. Rain and pour, dump, fall, wind, blow, hear, call, thunder, crash, lightning, crawl. Here I'm drowning all the water. You might just crash a car, lose your job before you turn around. And rock and feel forgot them how to never touch the ground again. You make it through the way in the dark and light. No one's ever tried to forget every single lesson you were ever taught. You make it through the only love that you have ever had. But when life falls like captain dogs, there's no time to not. Screaming out to God, when does it ever stop? They said when it rains, the boys are heard the phrase a lot. Back when I was growing up, I thought of water drops. Yeah, now I see the force of which our life has come, and it's got me pounding on my chest like a pack of drums. And here I am, I'm at my bearings, no, I'm just a man. But stripped of all my pride for words to see just who I am. Alone and naked being doused with all of this terrain. But now I know that it's a blessing, wash away the pain. Cause it's raining, pouring, dumping, falling, wind flowing, here all thunder crash, lightning roll. Here I'm drowning all the water, raining, pouring, dumping, falling, wind flowing, here all thunder crash, lightning roll. Here I'm drowning all the water.
That was Renaissance, the poet from right here in the Pacific Northwest. It appears like some of, you know, the spoken word artists, you know, from around the United States, just not here in Seattle, kind of put that hip hop flair into their work. So I'm like, okay, you're really hip hop or are you spoken word? But he goes by Renaissance, the poet.
And he's in Seattle, you say?
He is.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. Well, Flavor, I think is I might as well go ahead on and get into my promo and let the people know some of the things that are, you know, slowly coming into together here for Flavor News. And like Flavor said, a lot of things happened this past weekend on her end. And likewise on my end as well. So I was, you know, fortunate enough, you know, just show how, you know, how things work in the world and how chance opportunities just, you know, should happen. I'm just, you know, with a little happy hour with the wife this past Thursday, actually, at this little bar and grill, and I just noticed the ambiance of the spot and what have you. So I just started asking some questions, and come to find out the owner is looking for some, you know, somebody to throw some events or what have you, showcases or just some selected nights or what have you. And the opportunity has come up now for us to maybe to start doing some stuff out here in Bapa. So without that said, I just want to give a shout out to Masala Bar and Grill out here in Bapa, off of Bapa Everett Highway. The address is 19409 Bapa Everett Highway. And the phone number is 425-481-9000. And they offer have a nice daily lunch buffet, open 7 days a week, open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you want to check that website out, is www.masala, that's M-A-S-A-L-A, barandgrill.com. So, go, you know, if you're in the mood for some Indian cuisine, you know, want to get your naan on or whatever, you know, and you're out north end, and you should happen to be in the Bapa area, go ahead on and stop in, you know, have a little bite to eat, have a drink, you know, enjoy yourself, enjoy the ambiance. Ample parking, so it shouldn't be a problem. So go and enjoy yourself. But other than that, Flavor, I have to agree with you. This weekend has been very, you know, very fruitful, I might add. So we keeping on pushing.
There you go. And the nice thing about, you know, what we're doing is, you know, because we do live in different parts of the Seattle area, you know, L.A. and his wife, and just like myself and Michael, you know, we have the capability of tapping into, you know, a variety of, you know, situations that Slave and News can get involved in. And so, you know, this opportunity opened up, and it's something that LA is exploring. So it's exciting, you know, and so you just never know what Slave and News may be doing online to what we may be doing right here in our own vicinity of Seattle, Washington.
So, yeah, don't y'all sleep on Bapa. There's a lot of stuff going on up here in Bapa, and I'm letting y'all know now, you know, it's a lot of, you know, not necessarily where the buzz is. It's all about creating that buzz. So it's not necessarily, and a person like myself, I love challenges. So this is kind of like a fun challenge for me to even, you know, get people to start acknowledging Bapa and some of the things that are going out in this area. So, you know, just to break up the monotony so you don't have to get all that. Because, like I say, I used the, you know, like, for instance, last night, now, going downtown, I don't know how many times we had to circle a block for parking. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, down there, down in Belltown at night, boy, it's like, trying to find parking, boy. That's trying to, like, trying to find a needle in the haystack. But, you know, out here, probably, you know, ample parking. You ain't got that fighting. You ain't got to, like, man, I got to get down there at 5 o'clock to get good parking. The show don't start at 9 or something, you know what I'm saying? It ain't none of that. So just, you know, before y'all shut the door on anything out here in about the area, just, you know, make sure you give it a chance and see what's going on. But enough of that. We'll get back into that a little later. But we about to slide on into this Hey You off of that 206 Pride mix.
Hey you,
man, this stressful time. I'm with you, though. When times get tough like this,
they do.
Hey you.
They
hey.
Do. What we
right.
do is stay true.
Listen.
I'm always trying to sin. And if I face the devil now, the Lord finds me. I try from 1 to the 10.
One.
And I'm just the end, I'm just doing it.
Nine.
Pick up some weed to him.
Nine.
I hope you can hear us and talk to my friends. We about to do it again.
So,
this is not just a hook, this is my story begins.
So I wake up. Hello. Early in the morning, jump out my bed, stretch some on and yawning. I pour some coffee in my cup, cause $5 is too much for a mug of Starbucks. Now, aw, shucks, almost forgot my coat.
Damn.
In the line of jacket where I keep my smoke. In these situations, you must keep composed. One foot in the ghetto, one fist in the gold. Community organization and freedom, that's the goal. And they're getting paid back for the lies that they sold. And they plant the tree in rocky soil, that stuff don't grow. And they say they don't know. What they really do know, so
say you, they're trying to play you. They do what they do, what we do is stay true. Say you, they're trying to play you. They do what they do, what we do is stay true.
Rise and shine bright and early, but it's afternoon. Lethargic, roll a J, Saturday cartoons, puff up. Getting fucked up and animated. Last night, look it up, my liver saturated. Grabbing ice cold Michelob, intoxicated. This is just the start of my day, my bad behavior. It's predictable, wake up, bathe up, shave up, dress up. Then get residuals, break up, shake up, fake nuts. We take no pay cuts, my crew's indivisible. Link up to get lyrical, plans with my bros. Think up thoughts to give these piracy pros. We got a stash of flows like it was ivory and gold. We got that tactical, rhythmatic. Improv flow pearl. Get him in rags, blowing spinach in bags. And we be keeping it lab, popping collars and tags. Go ahead and open your mags. Got promotional ads. First we hit the ball, then we open the cab. But that's after the bag that we blow to be gag. And we persistent with this hip hop like it was a fad. Dollars, ghetto street scholars, ask your elders, they're the ones with all the knowledge.
All we have is a racist, our baby.
If we don't raise them right, man, yeah, they'll turn into killers. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. Organize the orphan, throw a bag with the squad. Bigger than the game they ever played. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but loose and start dancing. Ain't no chance in hell, but I put my hope in heaven. Hoping as I run for the bus number 7. On a rush to get to my woman and my kid. Concrete jungle where we live, you know how we live.
Danielle, we're on 4 weeks. I should be getting. dramatic. Rhyme my charismatic, speech that I added. So spectacular, and I just all of love. For drinks on the scene, but still seeing the drivers out here paving things. The jewels that are lifeline, style stays fine. Got products that's addictive and behavior like a bishop or deacon. So we on the corner speaking.
Has anyone seen our babies? Them don't know these streets. Has anyone heard our babies? Them don't know them streets. Now they've been blessed by God and blessed by nature. Cursed by God, cursed by nature. Just a paradox born in a box. Convicted by a crime. Confused by the
my defenses, I got insight, rhyme till it's right, can't keep me contained, night by, I blow my brain, so I hear all the pain, from the baby, yeah, it's crazy, it's wild, insane, yo, it's wild, cause it's crazy, tell me, have you seen them, standing at the bus stop, holding on the clock, blaming it on hip-hop, damn, won't you stop, tell me, have you seen them?
Night by Black Stacks, and that before that, that was Hey You off of that 206 Black Pride mix. The flavor I had to play that one because leading to this segue is that when I showed Sanjay, when I showed Sanjay the little video of the Black Stacks performing, the one that they had on the link on the website, he was like, you should have saw how his mouth was when Felicia started singing. He was like, who is that? I say, Sanjay, put your tongue in your mouth. You're slobbing on yourself.
Well, you know, yeah. Felicia's getting that reaction from a lot of people, so.
I'm telling you. Yeah, she had to. I had the female that she had, her last name was Tiffany Bailey Loud. So, you know, I asked her, was she any relationship to Felicia? She said no. But she, you know, a lot of people would ask her, was she relationship to Felicia or anything? She was like, no, she hadn't even heard her sing. So I play her some cut. She's like, that woman giving me goosebumps right now. I say, Felicia even do it to women, y'all. She do it to women.
Did you ask Aaron if he was related to Felicia?
No, I shouldn't.
No, Aaron Walker Loud from Big World Breaks?
No. No, I didn't.
Okay. I just thought I'd, be a smart ass and put that out there. Okay.
Smart mouth.
What can I say?
Yeah. So.
So I'm gonna play a piece. My little buddy here in Seattle, Washington. He sent me another piece the other day. This is Patrick Smith with a piece called 2010.
Live with it, cause I
strive with it, now I strive with it. Make people open their minds with it. Took my time with it, now they see me shine with it. Divine with it, every single line with it. Defy physics when I spit it, I'm quite different. I send a vivid image, filling up the blind feeling. In every verse I'll meditate, I let my rhymes heal it. Still it's a task to live, needing cash to get. Steady moving fast, but shit, I gotta pace it. But still grab what I'm taking, embrace it. That's what I'm saying, I'm amazing. Got dreams, gotta chase it and make it. It's so 10, why you waiting? It's so 10, why you waiting? It's like, what? It's so 10, why you waiting? Come on, come on. And I'ma say it like this. It's 2010, so what you waiting on? 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 What you waiting on? What you waiting on? It's 2010, so what you waiting on? It's 2010, so what you waiting on? 2010, so what you waiting on? It's 2010. I got the patience of a patient and the soul of a slave. 19 years young, not that old of an age. A fast life ain't ready. I'm preparing to pace, ignoring ignorance. This ain't a kid America raised. Look around, violent video games and babies. It's crazy. Usually losers wanna trade me for the life I lead, the stripe I bleed. They like and need, except they want it for the ladies. So I vroom, leave them in the dust, pleading while they're leading. And it's even all the trust. I'm just following goals, dreams all for the weak minded. I speak timeless, I've been bottling blows. Almost out of the nose, I just walk with a purpose, grazing through the past, and I'm seeing all the surface. So watch me slither past everyone who didn't ask themselves why they're waiting, cause time, you don't get it back. It's 2010, so what you waiting on? What you waiting on? It's 2010. Get it live, get it right in 2010. What? It's 2010, so what you waiting on? Yeah, what you waiting on? Time keeps passing you by. Don't live in your passion and you're living a lie. It's 2010. Why? It's 2010. Why? Yeah, I will hear it. It's 2010, so what you waiting on?
Waiting on.
That was Patrick Smith, spoken word artist, hip hop artist out of Seattle, Washington. He has his own, you know, radio show. And when I get smart, I'm going to get a notebook and write down all this information so I just don't forget it, you know, because I can't think of what it is off the top of my head. But I believe it's Friday nights. And, you know, for a young man, I believe that he is not even 20 yet. And he's just doing great things. He's a college student, and he's very active in the, you know, hip-hop poetry community here in Seattle. And, you know, he kind of makes me, like, feel like this proud mama. So I'm glad that he's starting to send us pieces to play here on the Mosaic Show.
Most def. Most def.
So I want to give a shout-out to the people that we have in the chat room. I want to give my love and hugs to Miss Jaws Creation. Jaws, you live in Texas, right? I want to say you live in Texas for some reason. And then Kua, who is out of the Dallas area in Texas, you know, amazing visual artist. And Jaws is an amazing artist also. And, of course, we have to give a big shout-out to our dear friend Verbal Skills out of South Carolina. I want to welcome Alter Ego Social Network and guest 833. So, oh, Houston. Okay, Joss is out of Houston. So I was right, Texas. Okay, I remembered something, Joss. So.
They still had that bomb chicken down there. I know I'm sounding country as hell right now, but man, they had some bomb chicken down there. It's called French's or something, man. I'm telling you. See, they still got that chicken down there, man. I'm boy, look.
Well,
man,
that
chicken was serious.
Well, I was thinking, you know, I saw Kua's wife post some pictures of some chicken that was looking pretty good on the grill down there in Dallas. So, I'm sure there's good chicken somewhere down there in Texas, huh? Jaws says yes, they still have good chicken down there. She says the rodeo is there, and you know it's all country this month. Fried, baked, barbecue chicken. So yeah,
they got chicken down there.
It was a fried,
you know, hey, you know me, I'm about my fried chicken. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just about throwing flour and dipping it. It ain't all about that. It ain't that simple.
Okay. Well, but, I feel confident and assured now that Jaws has let us know that, you know, that there is, you know, chicken down in Texas. Nice. So, yes, L.A. There's some very, very tasty finger-licking, you know, tongue-smacking good chicken in Texas.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, okay, so you got to be specific now. You're making it sound like I'm just talking about any kind of, it's not Albus's fried chicken I'm talking about. It's not Safeway. It's just sitting up under the lamp for 4 days or nothing like that, all right?
Okay.
Well, what you want to get into next? What you want to get a people play? What you want to get a people? Can't let
okay, so I know this is kind of like offbeat, but I have some wonderful gospel singers that are sending some music our way. And, you know, I'm going to forward these on to, you know, a friend of ours that's going to be doing a gospel show. But I want to play this piece, and this piece is actually a fundraiser for the tragedy in Haiti. This is done by my dear friend G. Wright out of Washington, D.C., and the piece is called Just Pray.
People are hurting. People are searching. Without a hope in sight, when you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees to say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our nation.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for the
my dear, dear, dear friend, G. Wright, out of Washington, D.C., with his piece called Just Pray. He does a Blog Talk Radio show here on Blog Talk every Tuesday and Thursday, and I want to say it's like 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and he is working on his second gospel CD coming out. He has a cousin who is also a gospel recording artist out there, Miss Eureka Wright, and they've just got beautiful voices, and they're just, you know, amazing, amazing people. I've spent many, many hours on the phone and in communication with G, and, you know, he's just a down-to-earth, you know, real person, but he's got very, very strong, you know, Christian convictions, and so I totally appreciate and respect him. I want to give a shout-out to a dear friend. I've talked about him and played his tracks. Bomani is in the chat room. I want to give hugs and kisses to Jaws again. She's a busy woman. She's got a young child, but she's also got, you know, different websites that she runs and businesses out of her home. And so she's got Ancestral Designs .com that you can go check out. She is also doing taxes. She's a tax preparation person. And, you know, one day I'm going to get, you know, maybe some malto meal, or is it malto meal, you know, muffins or something, Jaws, that we used to talk about. But anyway, she's just this amazing woman that I met online. So I see that Mr. Mike Blake is in the chat room, so I want to welcome you to the chat room. He is the third part of Flava News. I'm kind of hoping that he will call into the show so you can hear his voice and get to know him. But I appreciate everybody that's, you know, that's here listening to us live, that's in the chat room, and that comes back and listens to us in the archives. We really, really appreciate all of you as we support, you know, what you do. It makes our hearts feel good to know that you support what we do also. So, okay, LA, you can pick something to play.
You know, I'm gonna let you. Hey, I'm about to slap back into this 206 Prime mix. Let Rajni let him sing to you. This next track is titled "Let You Know." And I'm gonna follow that up. So this is gonna be a little double shot right here. So I'm gonna follow that one up with one of Flavor's favorite from Rodney as well. So this one here is called "Let You Know."
Have me higher than that fire, smoke an ounce a day. And start with the desert, let me count the grain. Lift the oceans to the heavens, and let me count the rain. Let's talk about the children we're about to raise. A daughter named Asada, son Malcolm Maisie. Beautiful future we're proud to face. Looks like the making of a strong black race. How amazing, while cowards taste the hours away, we'll just lay foundation. And baby girl, Luther said it. A house, this ain't a home unless the truth's a minute. So if truth would have it, we're too committed to this negritude, cause we forwardly wreck the view. Royalty never lose, loyalty to who we are above the revenue.
After all that we've been through, baby girl, I'm digging you. And I know you feel it too. I just want to let you know. Everybody knows I'm crazy about this love.
Listen to the flow and I bet you know. If they ever test you, queen, let me know. Cause I get the guillotine and heads will roll.
And then I go psycho. Have me switching complexions, vitiligo like Michael. Since a little tyco, I have to get it right flow. Now I'm in it like whoa, cause it's been in my soul. Barely made it in by the skin of my nose. Now I'm getting my goals like I'm spitting my flows. For the wisdom I chose through the system I rose. Sophisticated educators, yes, this is like those. I remember when being conscious seemed to be a disease. They didn't want nothing from you cause they'd rather see G's. I kept staying alive like the baddest BG. I kept my pen to the sky cause I had to be dreams. But now,
after all that we've been through, baby girl, I'm digging you. And I know you feel it too. I just want to let you know. Everybody knows I'm crazy about this love. I can't explain it. I love it.
No, we got that passion for good conversation. Spit that henna game to wrap your leg like an ankle bracelet. And I don't want to leave you on, but can I please ride the track to the beat you want? We can cruise the cool on, getting our groove on. Get it to Alki, bumping bass about the Alpine. No cliches when we make our move. Just the instant replays to the deja vu. This is only the prelude to the interlude. Out the ballpark, had a player wanting to bend the rules. Somebody calling the praise because he sent the jewel. A-Star, I just want the interview. Baby girl, you know that I'm digging you. After all that we've been through, I know you feel it too.
After all that we've been through, baby girl, I'm digging you. And I know you feel it too. I just want.
You've been given these wings to fly. You've been given these dreams to rise. Children of the Most High. You've been given these wings to fly. You've been given these dreams to rise. Children of the Most High. Decreed to succeed, so let your souls fly and soar on the wings of your dreams. Step out on faith. Truly majesty he has set for you supreme. As you take your flight in this life, the green is for the stems that sprout from the roots that ground you, and the yellow is for the sun, the light that eternally surrounds you. God blessed to be awestruck as your destiny manifests. Embrace each blessing, lesson, and challenge as a test to strengthen your ink pen, to hone your God-given gifts and talents on this quest. You are touched by a divine hand, the same being that created the heavens below what you stand, crafted you to be appointed for divine anointment in his master plan. Give your all and recognize the poignant beauty of the stars, and we are all stars, composed of this material ethereal. Keep this recognition at the forefront of your inner vision, and listen when he speaks within as your intuition. Follow your dreams like a disciple, humbly and diligently seeking your life's flow, and untold manifold blessings will unfold. You were born for this. This swift uplift, no time to forfeit. Your journey is sure as the planets in their orbit. Absorb it, take it in. Make your pen sing hymns for him, for the honor of the Father, and surely you will prosper. For you've been given these wings to fly. given these dreams to rise. Children of the Most High, you've been given these wings to fly. You've been given these dreams to rise. Children of the Most High.
Yeah, that was Children off of that 206 Black Pride mix by Rajni, and that preceded with Let You Know. Flavor, are you there?
I am here. So we have a caller from the 206, and I believe it might be my son. 793, is this Mike Blake?
I think it is.
I think it is.
Dollar.
Yay.
What's going on? M dollar sign B in the place to be. What's popping? What's good with
you? Not much.
Man?
Still kind of early for me.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Glad you could
yeah,
Mike, tune in.
Yeah, Michael's not like a early morning person. He's an afternoon person. But I wanted you to call in because I wanted people to get to know you and hear your voice. You know, Michael is the third part of Flavor News out of Seattle, Washington, and I'm so very, very proud of him. He brings so much to the plate when it comes to what we're doing here at Flavor News. LA calls him Money Mike, and he's about, you know, business. You know, he's 23 years old, but he keeps it business, he keeps it real, and he's so dramatic. You should have seen him last night. I wish I had the camera going or something because Michael was about to see him last night. But
We don't have to share all that. We can just put in everybody's mind that I'm a strong young man that sucks up everything.
He's a strong young man that soaks up everything.
I know this is a hip-hop show. I don't mean to cut you off, L.A., but, you know, I know this is a hip-hop show and everything, but I want to just tell everybody, be careful when you go see that movie 2012, because I'm a person of many beliefs, and I believe to be a great leader, you have to have many beliefs, because that keeps you with an open mind frame. But watching this movie 2012, it had me scared, because that's only 2 years from now, and they're talking about a movie that, you know, where the world's going to come to an end, and you know, it was crazy, and it had me thinking all night. And you know, Lady Flavor could tell you, I was pacing up and down talking about the world's coming to an end. The world's coming to an end.
Oh man,
you're funny. No, but you know that movie we did. We sat down and we watched it together, and it did, you know, get us to really thinking. What would it be like if, you know, we were at the point of, you know, the last days of being on Earth, and if they built these humongous arcs and only a few numbers can fit, like, who would get on? Would you be one of those persons? It's an interesting concept to really, really think about. I want to bring in the caller from the 713 here in just a minute, but I want to, you know, just talk a bit about you know, some of the projects that we're doing. For some of you that are regular listeners to the Mosaic Show and are involved with Flavor News, you know that we're starting a campaign to raise some funds to create a Flavor News Indie Artist Grant. And so, you know, right now we're asking for, you know, for you to think about committing to giving $1 per month towards this on July 10th, I'm celebrating, well, my birthday is actually July 11th, but I'll be celebrating my 50th birthday, and I'm actually going to throw a showcase for my 50th birthday to celebrate. It is going to be an indie artist celebration. It can be any type of art form from, you know, poetry, spoken word, hip-hop, gospel, you know, visual artists, whatever, is welcome to come and participate from right here in the Pacific Northwest to around the globe. Whoever wants to be there, you are welcome with open arms. At this event, it is going to be an indie artist, Flavor News Indie Artist fundraiser, and all proceeds of this event is going to go towards the Flavor News Indie Artist Grant Foundation. And so I'm hoping that we will raise $1,000 by the time my birthday comes around, in hopes that to be able to at least give two $500 grants out in September. And so we've got the committee that we're working on and getting the application together to make the application available for this. And so, you know, Flava News is very committed to supporting and finding creative ways to support indie artists. And one of the things that we know is that, you know, finances play a part in why certain projects aren't completed. And so, you know, the more money we're able to raise, the more indie artists we're able to help and support. So you can find out more information on that at our website at www.flavanews.com and go to our feedback page. You can also find out about that on the social network, the Flava News Society social network at www.flavanews.ning.com. You know, or just hit me up at ladyflava@flavanews.com and I can give you more information about that. I want to give much love and respect to Verbal Skills. He's made 2 donations thus far, and he's a very big supporter of what we do at Flava News and at the Mosaic Show. And I, you know, much love and respect to you, Verbal. So with that said, I am going to bring in our next caller from the 713. Let's see. Ja, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay.
How are you, lady?
I'm so good. How are you, Mama? Oh, it's been such a long time since I've connected with you.
I know it's been too long. It's been a baby too long. He's, 13, 14 months now. So I've been on hiatus from everything, you know, even like my own newsletter and website. I've just been, in strict mommy mode, and now he can walk around and sit in my lap, and he wants to type with me, and he wants to hold his dad's microphone and his headset and listen to what the music he's making. It's just crazy. But I wanted to expand on what you were saying and how much my family is going to end up supporting you as far as the indie artist grant that you're giving out, because I know what it's like, not just because I'm an indie artist, but my husband that I'm married to now, he's an independent artist. And my daughters, I have a Kwanzaa, she's 16, and she's been doing sculptures and paintings and oil and pastels, and I mean just an overall artist where she goes to school, Westside High School, and she's been doing that. She was in elementary, and I'm looking at her, and I want to, every time she brings a new piece of art home that I know that she's done, that's been inspired by something she's feeling, she's going through, you know, those supplies are expensive. You know, I don't see how public schools do it. I try to find them on sale at Michael's here, you know, to keep her, you know, with her ink, or keep her with her sketch pad, or keep her with the painting. I finally was able to buy her an easel, but it wasn't the big one that I wanted, you know. I have another daughter. She's doing cheerleading and dance, you know, and that's not, you know, cheap. And then my other daughter, Isaiah, she's here today, and she wants to learn the guitar. She's interested in music and learning to write music. She's a singer. At a school, she's been in, you know, a choir and select choirs since elementary. So we're just like a big, huge family of independent artists, you know.
That's wonderful.
Sometimes it's a bean and rice week because everybody had something the money had to go to, you know.
Exactly.
I'm so glad for people like you, you know, and we're definitely going to make our donation monthly starting this month. You know, I've already said, I did Haiti, you know, through Wyclef John. We did that donation. And I do, like I said, I said on the thing, I do taxes. So I said, okay, when all is said and done and everything is over with, I'm going to look at what my profit margin's been, and I want to give some of that to, you know, to you, lady, to give to people who, you know, really, really need it, you know.
Well, I appreciate
so
that.
I'm so proud of everything that you're doing.
Well, you know, and I mean, just like even, you know, the years ago when I came, you know, in contact with you online, job, that, you know, just the peace and blessings that you just bring, you know, from your spirit and the support and just, you know, the, I mean, what I guess I appreciate about you is you don't hold your tongue. You know, you speak what you feel, whether it be political, whether it be, you know, religious-wise, whether it be, you know, as an artist or whatever, you speak what you feel. And I think that, you know, so many of us kind of poo-poo things. Right. You know, and the reality is when it comes to being human beings and when it comes to being indie artists, we just need to, well, I'm not an artist, you know, so I really shouldn't say we, but, you know, people mm-hmm. just need to be stay true to themselves and create a good, solid product and create a very respectable personality online, you know, and, you know, and just keep it real and stuff. So, you know, if you go on Facebook, I was ranting this morning because, you know, I'm having struggles getting online and stuff. But it was like, you know, here I'm having problems getting online, but, you know, I go straight into my inboxes, you know, when I'm able to try to check them. And what is it? You know, come out to Freaky Friday, you know, come to this and that, you know, pictures, you know, flyers of, you know, half-naked women, you know, but then these are the same women who go to these events that don't want to be objectified as, you know, as a whore or, you know, loose woman or whatever, but yet they're posting exactly. these same flyers, and it just drives me absolutely mm-hmm. crazy, or somebody hitting me with a pillow or a strong heart or a blessing. It's like, you know, that's all good. But, you know, why don't you just say, hey, Flava, how are you, you know?
Yeah, a nice hi, how are you doing sometimes goes a long way. To go back to what you were saying, if you're an independent artist and you stay true to being an independent artist, it says a lot about you. I'm not knocking people who go to corporate America and they get their big, you know, break or whatever. I'm not calling those sellouts. But what I'm saying is that it's a level. It's a labor of love. You know, you have to. I love it when I lose, and I'm not trying to be arrogant, but I have the greatest day when I've said something and I've lost like 8 to 10 Facebook friends, but I've gained 3. Because my great grandmother used to tell me all the time that if you die and you have one friend in the life, then you're blessed. So my number of Facebook friends or my MySpace family or whatever, it's not about quantity, it's about quality. So if I'm getting hooked, in fact, I'm telling you now, people who hit me with pillows, they usually get taken off. And, you know, I love, man, I love you. You have this sister's utmost respect. Do not get offended if I end up deleting you from Facebook or MySpace, because I'm a female and I don't want a poster of a half-naked woman on my profile, you know. Yeah. And people who, you know, do the poetry slams, I love you. I love you to death. But if every poetry slam is about a war or it's about a girl half-dressed or the sleeky, slick, whatever, wet, nasty poetry, I mean, I understand. I did read Talon Mace's book, Eyes Wide Open. I think that's what it was. It's up on my thing. But I understand. There we go. I understand that in order sometimes to get people to listen to what you really want to say, that you have to give them something that they're used to listening to. Mm-hmm. Me, personally, I've never been that way. You know, I don't feel that I need to talk, and yeah, I don't know if this is a curse word, but whatever. I've never been one to throw my panties. I don't listen to pussy poets. Excuse me, lady, if that's out of line, but it is a term that we use. I don't believe that we're so base as a human that we have to listen to that in order to listen to what now they're going to talk politics. Because, I mean, it has to happen. But at some point in time, we have to say, okay, I'm tired of holding your hand. And this is in politics. This is in poetry. I'm tired of holding your hand. This is the state that the world is in today. And it's enough. Love and cherishing and hand-holding and kissing and filling up on each other, that's fine. But we have enough of that. Corporate America gives us enough of that. And as independent artists, when I see us out there trying to talk consciously and I see us out there trying to say what we need to say and not sound preachy but not have to debase ourselves in order for something to get through, it's just a slippery slope. That's why I say it is definitely a labor of love. It's definitely a labor of love. And I love you for allowing us that platform. And I'm talking.
Well, you know, well, no, Jobs, you're fine. L.A., this is a dear lady that I met, you know, online years ago. So I just wanted to introduce you to my partner in crime, L.A.
Hello, L.A.
How
are
you doing?
You know, she's the one that's confirming that she's the one that confirmed, you know, that the chicken is still good down in Texas.
Okay. Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yes, it is. The rodeo is down here right now. Over here, the Houston Livestock Show rodeo is down here, and this is my son's first year. He got congested. I couldn't make it to the rodeo parade, and me and my husband are kind of like at odds. It's like my son is not going to be wearing a cowboy hat and boots, and I'm like, okay, but I was born and raised in Texas. And, you know, we have the Buffalo Soldiers Museum down here in, you know, in Houston. And, you know, I was like, we were cowboys, Mexicans, Native Americans eventually, but Mexicans and black people were the original cowboys. So when I'm putting my son into that, it's given like a part of his heritage, you know. I know the fried Twinkies and the fried Oreos and stuff like that, it's not part of the culture, but it does come with the rodeo carnival. So, I mean, it's all heritage. It's all heritage. I love Houston. So since I'm on, you know, on the realm of saying, I love Houston. Houston is so diverse, and I love it. You can ride horses 1 minute and see cattle on one plot of land, and I guess because we have bad zoning laws, but I don't care. And then you can go home and dress in your black dress and do your hair up and either go to a club or go to a dinner in a movie or jazz club. I mean, it's just so diverse. It's scary, but I love it. I wouldn't live any other place but Houston.
H-M.
And that's wonderful.
Yeah. And we have we have a little bit of everything for everybody.
I don't think that I have ever been to Texas. I have some cousins that are in Dallas. You know, I've been to a lot of spots around the United States as a child traveling with my parents, but I have never been to Texas. So one day I hope to get down that way. But Miss Jaw, you have a book that you want. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I had one thing. I heard they got rid of old Astroworld out there. What happened with that?
Real fast, Astroworld became a monster. First of all, Astroworld was never put in a really parking-friendly or traffic-friendly place. It was just losing too much money. Six Flags is everywhere in the U.S. And I think if we really are honest, the recession has been here longer. It just finally hit us, but it's been hitting businesses. That's why Enron was lying. Yes, we're the home of Enron. Dear God, forgive us. But I think Six Flags just had to get rid of those places that weren't producing. We were going, but we were always going with the cocaine that was on sale. We were going,
you know?
We were going at group rates. And we weren't buying a little bitty Tweety Bird keychain for $25. We weren't purchasing a big the stuff out of the shops, and that's where they were like getting their money. And you know, I'm tired of buying the pictures of Astroworld that come out ugly. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just the way it was.
Yeah.
So they weren't getting enough revenue in, and they just had to let it go. And it was fine because, really, at first they let it go and like, oh, no. The only thing that I hate is that the cyclone. It was one of the last. I'm sure there's some more out there, but I know that was a landmark for us because it was a wooden, a pure wooden roller coaster ride, and it's gone. Yeah, and it's gone now. You know, so like things like that kind of, and like I said, I'm a Texas girl, so I'm sentimental too. You know, I'm a city girl, but I'm still Texan, and you know, I get sentimental sometimes. You know, that was a sentimental thing. Yeah.
You brought back.
We're talking about Astroworld.
Okay.
What in the world? We're talking about the rodeo and Astroworld. Only I can call it to a show, and we're talking about Chicken, the Rodeo, Buffalo Soldiers, Indie Artists, and Astroworld. See why people don't let me on their show? Do you see why I just stay home? That's why, yes. Oh, yeah, and getting in with the The half off admission with the Coke can, yes. That's what I'm talking about. My daughter is listening to me in the other room, and if I keep open this door, lady, I know her head is down. Let me see. She's probably so embarrassed.
She's not lying either, Flavor. People used to come there with the little bags of Coke cans. I'm telling you.
That was the family reunion. That's the family reunion. We're all going to go to Astroworld, and anybody coming from out of town, you got 6-7 kids, you better bring 6 or 7 Coke cans. And you get
in there. The can out, too. You better
seniors, you better hold it out, too, because if you don't, somebody has to go back home with the kids who didn't have a Coke can. And you know everybody don't drink Coke. I don't drink Coke. Me and my kids don't drink Crystal Light and tea, and I'm joking, but that's me now. So we would have to ask somebody. We always had to bring extra. Okay, this is just wrong. Lady is going to be like, she's never. Something's wrong with me. I'm sorry. Anybody who's on my Facebook or MySpace or family knows I'm crazy. So.
I'm gonna hit you with a pillow, John, and you better not delete me.
I'm going to delete you, lady. I'm going to hit you with a brick. No, I'm going to do something worse. I'm going to hit you with that poisonous food. I'm not going to hit you. I'm going to hit you with, like, yams and macaroni and cheese and sweet potato pie and watch you virtually get high blood pressure and clogged arteries.
You know what? I'm waiting to have some malt meal muffins. You know
what?
Muffins, doll?
I'm going to make a Facebook a food fight, and it's going to be nothing but like malt meal bread, navy bean soup. It's going to be tilapia fish. You know, it's going to be a low-fat bread pudding. It's going to be like smoothies and shakes. You're right. Like, I have time to do anything else. That's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna get it all natural. I'm tired of getting hit with stuff that I know I can't eat. I can't eat, you know, baked macaroni and cheese with 5 million clogged artery cheese products in it that are artificial. I can't eat that. Don't throw it at me, because now I'm going to go sneak somewhere and eat it guiltily in the corner. Don't throw that stuff. Stop throwing me food, people. Job creation on Facebook.
Oh,
stop throwing me clogged artery food. I don't want any, and I know I'm about to get this on for this, but I can't eat fried chicken all the time. Stop throwing me fried chicken.
That is so funny. You
dictated,
are just
not red management.
I'm
not red management
today. I'm so glad you called Joss. And for those of you that don't know, she actually is an artist, and she does have a book that she would love to promote, and she does have a piece that she would like to perform for us, right?
That's what she called in for.
She needs her own talk show, you know, but, you know, hey.
No,
you know
what? I signed up for it. I said, I'm going to do my own show, and we're going to have comedy and do indie artists. I'll just let loose, and they suspended it because I never did. I just have so much going on. I was like, my friend was like, ma'am, we need this space. You're just not going to use it. So maybe one day.
That's funny.
Maybe one day.
So anyway, Chal, why don't you tell us about your book and do a piece for us?
Not a problem. I have a book. I guess you could call it a book. It's like about 45 pages. But I went to Lulu.com, and I said, okay, I have a lot on my mind. And it's called Love and Revolution. And it's just basically two parts of the book. One is, you know, conscious love, and the other is the conscious getting down to business. So I think it's a book fitting for any taste that you have, you know, when you want to get away from just, you know, the whole scene of, or you want to get to love and not just, you know, I like the way your booty shakes. I'm not, you know, knocking that genre. It's just that it's just something different, but still expressing that love and that devotion or that need of that contact. So hopefully, like I said, there's something in it for everyone. I did want to say that I got the idea of and the support of doing the book from a online family called the Black Poetry Cafe. I am a part of that. It was run by Mark Goggins. He was the owner and CEO of it, but he has given it over to one of the resident poets and administrators of her name is B. Cutie, and you can go there and They are having their Poetry Fest this year in Atlanta, Georgia, so go online there, The Black Poetry Cafe, and sign up for that if you're going to be in that area. But I have a signature piece, and I call it a signature piece because I think it envelops the idea of loving someone, but your devotion of someone, but also that devotion to where it comes with the conscious part of us, the revolution, what corporate America calls the militant, the one they're trying to hush all the time. So it's called Vows for the Revolution, and anyone who's ever heard me knows that this is a piece I always do on air because I think it solidifies everything that I've tried to put into the book. And it's, like I said, it's called Vows for the Revolution. I'm going to read the preface first, and then I'm going to go on ahead and read the piece. One more thing I wanted to say, Lady Flavor, and then I'll get into the piece. I'll let you go. I have short-term memory loss. I envy anyone who can memorize their poetry. I don't call myself a spoken word artist because I could not get up and memorize something. Those are people who do not have paper. I'm a writer. I would call myself an author. I wouldn't call myself an activist. I've just called myself someone who's highly opinionated, as Lady Flavor has demonstrated. But, again, so I do envy spoken word artists. And also there are two pieces in here in the book, Stolen Truth, which is on the conscious side, and Bound to You, which is on the love side, that I did with one of your favorites also, Defiant Son. So he did contribute to this book too. So I did want to give a shout to him and say thank you, because those are one of my two favorite pieces in the book, and it was a joy working with him on those two. Again, this is called Vows for the Revolution. Nothing is more sacred than two people equally yoked in all things. Two conscious minds melding a life together must be what the Creator intended for us in this day and time. May all the seeds planted in this union be blessed. Will you birth my seed? I will birth the seed of truth to develop into the Zion of righteousness and world-shattering mindset. I will couple with your soul to conceive generations of promise and dignity. I will labor your seed and cultivate the truth from the womb to dispel the future lies that will stroke his ears and blind his eyes. But will you die for me? I will die to the light of ignorance and injustice. I will die to the belief my body is my own to corrupt it will. My tongue will die before ever speaking in opposition to the magnificence in you. I will die to the thoughts of self-indulgence and individualism. I will die to my last breath, charging the enemy with the slaughter of millions for them to obtain the American dream. And will you kill for me? I will kill the seed of distrust and division between our brothers and sisters. I will eradicate the wicked propaganda of the enemy, which poisons our people daily to surrender to their will. I will gladly kill the miseducation forced to our children in mismanaged, forgotten schools, and I will kill the insecurity in your heart with my flow and encourage the warrior in you. Will you live for me? I will live to be by your side and elevate the pains of the struggle. I will live to the hope of peace and comfort we will create in our spoken words. I will live in the silhouette of you to shine my radiance that will always carry you home. And I will live to shield the birthright given us through the blood of our ancestors, from slave ship Jesus to Malcolm's last tears. And that's Vows for the Revolution.
Powerful. Power in the words, Jah. Very, very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
And Verbal, I just want you to know that your mic is open, too.
My mic? Yes.
Your mic is open.
Wow, I didn't know that. Jah.
Yes.
Jah?
I'm here.
Wow. I never heard you do that piece before.
Okay.
That was
Thank
high.
You.
And also, some of the comments you were making about spoken word artists and the pussy poets, I'm in agreement with that. No. Well, that's what they love to call themselves, too, you know. And there's a difference between being a sensual poet than being a pussy poet and even an erotic poet. People fail to realize that even to write good erotica, that takes talent. To be redundant with the same four letters, five letters, and occasionally 12-letter words, and to to write something that would incite the sensual nature of our human, you know, emotional content is truly
exactly.
a great task. So, and to hear people going around, you know, talking about this and that and doing this, because really there's only so many ways you can do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in agreement with that. So, and I like your opinions.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I
now,
do too.
I do have a piece. Thank you. I do have a piece, and I tried to play with it a little bit in the book, and there's really only one piece that anyone could probably call sensual or erotic. I have love pieces, and the title is what gets you, and it's like, oh, cool, the title, what is she writing about? But it's called Ménage à Trois, and it's actually about it's the love or the sensuality between the microphone, her man, and her. To where he is, I guess when I was envisioning writing it, he was the expert. He was, you know, the one who knew how to move the microphone, which is his first love. You know, I used to say that, or I still say now, I'm the mistress in my husband's studio. That's his first wife, and that's fine with me. You know, I'll be the mistress to that, you know. But the piece is called Ménage à Trois, so it's like a love affair that she wants to have because she wants to move the microphone like he does. So, you know, I played with the title a little bit and, you know, mentioned, you know, a few things here and there, but it's essentially like that three-way, you know, in a poet's life. But, yeah, there's definitely a difference between sensuality, erotica, and just saying some words because you want to walk out there with some cash, you know, from the female.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of people tend to take that route instead of conveying the message of love between two people. And that's what I really think, you know, the sensualness and the, well, for lack of a better term, the eroticism of our nature. Because when it's shared between two people, there's nothing greater than that feeling. You know,
mm-hmm.
given all pretenses and ulterior motives set aside.
Mm-hmm.
And when I write exactly. sensual pieces, that is what I try to convey in the pieces that I write that people consider to be erotica. But
right.
me, myself, I like to think that I write sensual pieces. And it was very hard to distinguish myself and set myself aside or set myself apart from that genre. But, you know,
exactly.
people say what they want to say, but if you ever read any of my pieces, that's what it's about. From everything from, like, the two pieces in my book, Size of a Butterfly Kiss and Velvet Rain. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing graphic and nothing, could you say, you know, yeah, graphic. There's nothing
right.
like that in there. It's the emotion that one person feels towards another human being.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say big shouts out to Bobani. He just turned me on to a Costa Rican poet named Eunice Oyelo. She is
mm-hmm.
fabulous. Thank you, Bobani. But anyway, like I said, I enjoy your comments, and it's nice to hear that somebody is brave enough to say some of the things that you said. Because people aren't going to say that, you know. They might whisper to a friend or something, but they're not going to say that. Because poetry, if it's written correctly, it is concise, and you can feel it. Whether you feel sad, mad, happy, joy, you will feel that emotion, and it will make you think. I tell people all, you know, that all the time, and they say, well, you're crazy, so be it.
Well, I think that, you know, when it comes to the... But, you know, what I was going to say is that, you know, I think that there's so many ways of healthy communication and healthy ways of expression, and so... You know, that's one of the things that I try to work with my kids at work. I don't know, Ja, if you realize that I work with at-risk homeless youth.
And mm-hmm. so I, you know, I really try to encourage them to tap into their creativity because I just think it's a healthy way of expression, even if they're having frustrations or if they need to address the issues that cause them to become homeless or, you know, without family to turn to. You know, I think there's a way of doing it, but to do it a healthy way, you know. And I think when it comes to, you know, music or, you know, visual art or poetry or spoken word, you know, there is just a way of being able to get the same thing across, you know, without using certain words. You know, we talk about it, you know, all the time amongst, you know, relationships. It's not, you know, necessarily what you're saying, it's how you say it, you know, so... Mm-hmm. And I do think that, you know, I think that people need to start being honest with each other. You know, not everybody is meant to be an artist. That's just real. I'm just, you know, not everybody mm-hmm. is meant to. Different people do it for different reasons. If you just do it for the love of the art, that's cool. If you do it because you have a product that you're trying to sell, whether it be yourself, then you need to present yourself in a different light, you know. So,
and also flavor.
You know,
I think as human beings, we all should learn how to communicate with each other better. And that way our ideas and our message and our expressions will be better received than people half-heartedly talking to each other, trying to express something and they don't know how. Because that mm-hmm. leads to a lot of conflict a lot of times. If you misunderstood something somebody was trying to tell you, you may take that personal or offensively, and they may not,
definitely.
You know, realize that. I mean,
definitely.
Effective communication, there's no excuse for you, one human being not knowing how to express their emotions to another. And I don't care, you know, who may think otherwise, but how are you going to present yourself to somebody else if you can't articulate your thoughts?
Definitely. And, you know, and I'm not always the best at communication, you know, and there are certain things that, you know, I jump and get on the defensive. For instance, when it comes to Flava News, you know, and what, you know, my original vision of Flava News was, you know, before I had, you know, partners, you know, working with me and bringing much more to the plate than what I could do on my own. So, you know, I have to apologize to L.A. and Michael sometimes, you know, because, I get, this is like my baby, you know, all my kids are grown, you know, and so when it comes to Flava News, I'm like, you know, this is how I want it to go or whatever, you know, or I don't always, you know, hear, like you said, correctly, you know, and I take it in a wrong direction. So I'm not always the best at, you know, communications either, you know. So, but I love the art. I just think that is just, you know, where I'm at in my life. I think this is where I'm meant to be, and I'm very, very, you know, blessed to have come across, you know, amazing artists such as yourself, you know, who I've gotten to know, you know, online, you know, over the telephone and been able to witness, you know, your work, your art, you know, and to then, you know, have somebody like L.A. to come into my life and then to have Michael, you know, want to be a part of what I'm doing, you know, that I just feel very blessed. Turning 50 is just a great thing for me. So we've done so much talking, L.A. What do you think about all of this?
I'm just sitting back and taking it all in, you know.
Actually, L.A. is trying to PM Mike for another bowl of gumbo.
hey, Bert, while you playing, think I didn't go hit it up last week. I told you that one I had in the freezer was going to come in handy.
You know, Flavor, you know, if I may I get on my soapbox, because the donations that you are requesting from all the independent artists and all the, you know, just artists in general, it is very important to me. And I've donated. The amounts don't mean nothing, but it's just that I cannot see how so many people proclaim to be something and don't even want to share a dollar. I mean, it's mystifying to me how somebody can get up And whether they're talking about a revolution or they talking about loving somebody else, how can you not love to reinvest in yourself to help somebody else? And, you know, it's important. If you consider yourself an artist, $1, no matter how hard times are, $1 is not going to hurt you.
I appreciate you saying that, Verbal, just because, you know, you think about asking for donations, you know, and everybody's asking for donations. And I'll be honest, I believe there are people right here in Seattle, Washington, who've thrown Haiti events, and that money's not going to Haiti. You know,
exactly.
So I know, and I think that people, when people are, you know, when there is an organization that's asking for donations, I think that people might get also leery about that too, you know, in giving. That's why I thought, you know, $1, you know, Ja, if you think about it, with all the people that we're connected with online, $1.
Wow.
Man, do you know how much $1 from each person could, you know, what it could do for an indie artist? Or even $1 if we said, you know, it was going to Haiti, right? Just think about it.
We
I mean, $1 from each person
like this,
that we're connected to.
Mm-hmm. We need to look at it like this, okay? I'm a writer, okay? Let's say hypothetically, because like for now, like my husband, he has his own studio, so when I do my CD, he's going to be the one doing a track. So let's just say I don't have anyone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Lady Flavor grants a scholarship to a indie artist who happens to be a producer. He's able then to take that money to wear into advertisement, things of that nature, and it then just ends up someone I connect with. So you're like, I'm an indie artist too. Why should I give $1? Why should I give $5? Why should I give $10? Because you never know who that scholarship is going to bless, and then in return it blesses you. You may need a book cover, and that indie artist happens to, you know, be someone like my daughter. You know, and now she has the money to go buy the software to turn her raw materials into digital designs. And guess what? You have your book cover. You know, you may need someone to sing backup on a track. And then guess what? My daughter has a scholarship, or someone like my daughter has this scholarship to where she can advertise or get her little sample CD made of her voice and doing different backgrounds or sampling songs with her own voice. And then you have that because you invested $1 into someone that you don't even know that you may connect to, or may connect to someone else who will connect to you. So we
and
need to stop thinking individualistic.
Donation,
and as indie artists, we are too individualistic.
And because of that donation, they were able to bring you in. You never know who might want to work with you.
Exactly.
And because they got that scholarship or that grant, they able to include you in. And this is exactly, and I concur with you wholeheartedly, Ja. This is what we, you know, Lady Flavor in L.A. and Mike are trying to do. And it just is mystifying to me, and I hate being redundant or verbose, but it's just mystifying how we can go to a venue, spend, what, $10, $15 on drinks, right, while we listen
exactly.
to people spit.
Easy,
and yet,
yeah.
We can't even give $1 to somebody. And it's not because of Lady Flavor or anybody. If anybody was trying to do anything to help the artist the way she was, I would back it. And that's why Flavor has.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to blast my Facebook friends and indie artists. I know for a fact some of y'all did not surpass me in Farmville by honest work. Y'all went to your PayPal, and you paid $20 or $5 or $10 or $15 to get some fake money so you can have an estate and not a farmhouse.
Ooh.
You went and spent fake money so you can have the bigger tool house or whatever you needed or some more land. I'm calling people out. I don't care. And Lady knows I'm just saying, I don't care. I know for a fact. Because I've done it. So I know for a fact that we are spending real money on fake Farmville, Mafia Wars rewards, Farm Buddy, Farm Town, Social Life, Dear God, Sorority Life. My daughter has Sorority Life on yearbook.com.
Divas.
When I talk about ping pong. Diva this, and you spend your money on, and I'm not saying it's frivolous, because it's an outlet for me. When my son is asleep, I hit my Farmville. Y'all know, y'all will see, April just did this, and April just did that. But in the beginning, yeah, I put, and I think about once a month, maybe I'll spend like $5 to get a little bit more farm cash, or something extra special going on there. It's just like women buying a pair of shoes they really don't need. But if you can take that money, or just that one lunch, that expensive lunch, or that one latte that you get at Starbucks, and you put it towards that, it's just one latte that you're not going to get that day. And just put it towards something, you know, that is going to benefit such a, I call it a dying art, because it, you know, it's, we need to keep independent. And in order to do that, we have to reinvest in ourselves. So if you take that, and lady, what I'm going to do is, you know, I have my website, you know, I have my newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to start back on that. I haven't been able to really get to it because of my son, but what I'm going to do is have a newsletter go out in April, the beginning of April. I am going, and you know, and I also have a marketplace on ancestraldesigns.com. Ancestraldesigns.com is everything from me doing my virtual admin and tax work to homework help for tax for your children. Independent artists, it's a shopping mall for regular stores, but indie artists have a marketplace that I just set up. Usually the marketplace, I think it's like a flat $10 donation, and all of the proceeds or whatever, it's just to put your information, your links, you know, and for people to go and purchase from indie artists. That's my marketplace. And I also feature, as you know, Lady Flavor, because I featured you on my first newsletter, feature, what I want to do is whoever your biggest donor is in March, and I mean everybody, I'm going to push it, I'm going to push the Flavor News website, especially the scholarship part, whoever your biggest donor is, if they're an indie artist or whatever that they do, they're going to go on the marketplace for free, and they're going to be featured in the newsletter for free. They won't have to pay their $10 donation, because it's one, it's not a recurring fee, and I don't get any residual income because they're indie artists.
Right.
Whoever your biggest donor is for March, then they're the ones that I'm going to put in the marketplace for free, have their bio done, you know, all of their website. I'm going to, you know, do it for them. And then also they're going to go featured in my newsletter, along with the scholarship information, along with Lady Flavor, and, you know, stuff like that. So that's something I'm willing to do in order to get that push, because we need to get funds in. We need that, you know. Don't act like you do with the church, you know, where I'll believe that the building fund is there when I see the foundation laid. And then your excuse is, I'm telling the truth. Then your excuse is, well, I'll donate when I see the walls go up. Well, I'm not going to donate. I ain't going to believe that they actually can afford until I see the door. Well, I'm not going to believe it until the pews are in. But then at the end, you want to hurry up when after everything else is said and done, you want to make a donation of something that's already been built from the ground up. You want to make a little donation, which every donation is fine, because I'm sure there's still mortgages that need to be paid off on stuff. But then you wait until everything is done just so you can get your little name on a plaque, and then you want to happen to sit in the front row and take a spot from someone who's been there from the ground up.
Well, John.
And I just refuse. We're not going to act this way. Now, I don't mean to say it, but Obama's in office, and we need to start acting like it. I'm sorry. We need to stop. If I see one more, and I know I'm going on my soapbox, Lady Flavor, but I just have to say this out loud to where people can hear. I know it's going to be rant. If I see one more little kid on YouTube bouncing to Beyonce, or I see one more little boy with his pants down like he's Lil Wayne, and we have a black man in office, I'm going to find your mama and your daddy or your auntie or your granny. I'm going to take you to them and whoop you with the belt that should have been on your pants. Okay, I'm done. On that note, I didn't have a house to clean before my husband wakes up.
Can I say
this? Yes, thank you so much for calling in, Ja.
I love you guys. But I do. I need to cook and I need to clean my house. Okay. But I will still be listening.
I just want to say that mm-hmm. yes, if Jah can do that, I will donate a free copy of my book, My Clouds Have Wings, and autograph it for the person, once again, your highest donor. Or your second highest, because the highest is going to get the thing from Jah. Your second highest donor, I will give a free copy of my book, autograph it.
Okay. And to the second highest donor, I'll match that. I'll give a free copy of my book signed.
Wow.
Well, I don't have a
let
newsletter.
Me go.
What all right, Jah.
He's horrible.
Let's
okay.
see when you're telling me.
Bless you, too.
You
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wow. People love you.
I'm blessed. I just, man, I don't even know what to say, And I guess the thing that I love about the Mosaic Show is, where did he go? Oh, I guess somehow Verbo went off the air, too. So, anyway, L.A.
Well, the last two Sundays we've been overgoing our time and everything, but, hey, that's good. But we can't, huh?
Do you want to play any music before we shut down the show?
Nah.
Because it's still streaming.
We're going to leave them on that note with the donations fresh in their mind. So you go ahead on and get to that www.flavornews.com and, go ahead on and, all the information will be up on there for how you can donate and whatnot. So you heard Verbal, you heard Jah. So I'm telling you, people are getting on board, so don't be late. When the train leaves the station, don't start running, don't start running behind a train like Silver Streak or nothing. but on that note, like I said, I just wanted to give one more shout out because some of the things that we got bubbling to Masala Bar and Grill out here in Bothell, Washington. You know what I'm saying? If you're into, Indian cuisine or whatnot, make sure you go ahead and stop by the restaurant. The location is address is 19409 Bothell Everett Highway. That's in Bothell, Washington. And it's next to the Les Schwab, so you can't miss it. So, you're going over there, and you got to get your tires rotated, You get some brake pads, or you're getting those new 20-inch dubs or whatever for the summer. While Les Schwab is placing your tires up, go ahead and, mosey on over next door to Masala Bar and Grill, get your little something, get your buzz on, get your eat on, get your nine on, all that. But, yeah, just stay tuned. We're going to be, I'm going to be giving some more information on about some things that might be going on at the bar and grill. Like I say, it's an opportunity that presented itself this week, and we might be doing some things there, in the future. So just starting to get a little, get a little recognition for everybody who's out there who might be listening in that Everett area, in that Linwood, Bothell, Mill Creek area, what have you all. If you're just looking to find another spot to venture off to, you're tired of going downtown Seattle and having to go around the block 10 times looking for parking, or you got a parking for some old stall that you don't know if you're going to be there when you get back. Well, this place here has ample parking. You don't have to deal with that foolishness. You don't have to show up 4 hours before the show starts just to get you some parking or what have you. So once again, that web address is www.masalabarandgrill.com. That's M-A-S-A-L-A barandgrill.com. So, like I say, don't front on Bothell. Don't sleep on it. There's things happening out here. And you need, venture up here and you'll see for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Somebody always told me you gauge on the area by how many banks are in the area. So I'm going to let you know there's a lot of banks in the area. So that lets you know right there. So I got all my soapbox for the day, Flavor. So there you have it. I'm gonna turn it in back to you. Big shout out to everybody in P-Town and everybody who's been holding your boy L.A.G. Money down since day one. I love y'all. Duke, Kirkland,
Chet, you know, one love, baby. I'm on to you, Flavor. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, L.A. didn't mention this, but I'll mention it, and maybe he'll chime in. But he is going to be starting his own blog talk radio show off of the Flavor News blog talk, and it's going to be called In the Back Room with L.A. So he's working on that. He's working on getting, you know, music together for his particular show, and I'm excited for him to do this. So if you want to send your MP3 tracks to L.A. to be played on In the Back Room with L.A., send it to themosaicshow206@gmail.com. Any other requirements, L.A.?
You just put, you know, just put in the back room if you wanna be specific about where you want your tracks played. If you would like your tracks, you know, if you don't care and they play, you know, you want them on both the Mosaic Show and in the back room, you could just, you know, just send it without putting anything in the subject line. But if you want to specifically send stuff to the In the Back Room with LA, you go ahead and put In the Back Room in the subject line, so we can know what's what and where we want to put it and what have you. So that's the only thing I have to add with that. So, like I say, it's coming around, but you know, I got a lot of things that, you know, almost to the point, you know, almost need an assistant right now. But hey, I ain't, you know, still there's a lot of things going on right now. I'm trying to do a lot of things right now. Trying to hold up on my end of on a lot of things. So I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, you know. But hey, that, when you're busy, that means you're relevant. So, you know, so I can't complain. So
exactly. So just stay tuned to Blog Talk Radio, and you know, mark the Mosaic Show as a favorite. That way, any shows that are done off of the www.blogtalkradio.com/Flavor News, you will be notified. So I've decided when I do a show on my own, it's going to be called Flavor in the House. My dear friend Bomani had done a piece for me, which he titled Flavor in the House. So I thought, why not just take that title? So when I get in the mood, I just schedule a show. So watch out for Flavor in the House. Watch out for In the Back Room with L.A. In the back room with L.A.
Yeah.
And then just stay tuned. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and every Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, L.A. and I come together. I'm going to try to draw my son Michael into some of these shows and have him be a little more active online so you can get to know him also. But peace and blessings to everyone listening to the show. We thank all that came and hung out with us in the chat room today. We thank all of those that listened to us live. And we thank all of you that come back and listen to the archives of the Mosaic Show. Have a great day and have a wonderful week.
Yeah!
Bye.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.